I guess I'm here to really extol the virtues of the registration of significant relationships legislation in Tasmania. My partner and I chose to register our relationship under the significant relationships registration legislation very soon after the law changed, after the law was enabled us to do so. For many of the reasons that previous speakers have spoken about, fundamentally security. Under Tasmanian legislation, under this under this significant relationships registration legislation, most of the rights afforded to married couples are extended to registered partnerships. And so we chose to use the legislation to gain security in our legal and financial arrangements in relation to where the laws will apply within Tasmania. We are homeowners, home and other asset owners. We also run a small business together, and so our financial life is as would be with a married couple. And so under this registration, under the registration, a lot of that is protected. In addition to which, for example, if one of us was in hospital, we would have the same rights under Tasmanian law of visitation as a married couple. And so for those reasons, we chose to register our relationship. Mm-hmm. And I would be saying that on a national level, these laws could quite simply be applied nationally. Yes, it's a raft of legislation. Yes, it affects a lot of areas, and a lot of seemingly minor areas. But the law changed in Tasmania with not a lot of fuss being made. Nobody died. Nobody got bashed. And there are lots of registered relationships, registered significant partnerships in this state, of which mine is one, that this legislation has benefited, and it could equally benefit on a national level. I think that's it.
Okay. Jonathan, for the benefit of the hearing more than for people here in Tasmania, who are probably very well aware of the processes. What's the process involved? What happened from your point of view?
It's actually a relatively simple process. Apply for registration. Apply to register one's relationship. Probably the most proof we had to provide was that we were living at the same address. And that we chose to register the relationship, sign the application form, pay the application money, registration money. We paid a little bit more so that we actually have the registration certificate. We didn't have to have a registration certificate if we didn't choose to.
Mm, that would be useful, though, I assume.
We figured that it would be useful in the situation that somebody says you can't come into the hospital because you're not related to this person, I can waive the registration form and say, yes, I am, here's my certificate. But we haven't framed that and put that on the wall. It's just an official looking document.
Mm. Okay,
it's a very simple process. Mm. Apply to register, wait 2 weeks, and I'm not sure what happens in the 2 weeks. Some nice bureaucrat downstairs runs around and checks things, I suspect, and then tells us that we can that our relationship is registered and that we can come in and pay the money and get our form.
Right, and then you've got that certificate which you can present in, as you said, in relevant circumstances.
Absolutely,
relating to state laws, I assume.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's very helpful. And that gives us a very practical example of the benefits. Have there been situations since you've registered it where you've needed to present that document?
Fortunately, we haven't come up against any situations yet. But again, what we're talking about, what we talked about when we were talking about doing the registration, was security, knowing that the process would be so much simpler.
Sure.
with our relationship registered, that we wouldn't have to produce 4 years of documentation that Kevin.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very helpful, Jonathan.